Mr. Cameron, Reel 3. We're talking about your training at Hadrian's Camp, Carlisle. It was your basic training, but you were in the artillery. Did they teach you how to use the rifle or any of the other small arms weapons there? But you didn't fire a course. Now, you were going to be a gunner, and it was a training regiment for the heavy anti-aircraft. Did they, in your basic training, did they put you onto the anti-aircraft guns?
Yes. In Hadrian's Camp, on the edge of the parade ground, we had four static 3.7 heavy anti-aircraft guns. Four of them. It was the first time I'd ever seen anything like that. These guns. As I found out later, we had a different crew of 11 men on these guns. And she had the NCO in charge.
The ammunition.
Works like that, you know.
And what about 9, 10, 11?
That's what I'm trying to remember. I don't think about the 11. It may have been 11 with 4.5,
or who would set the fuses, or were they all... It's difficult to remember the exact age. That gives us a good picture. And what about, how did they go about starting you with your training then? What would you start on?
It was the same.
What were they? What sort of instruments?
Transmitted information to the guns. Look
How were you chosen between the two things? I mean, was there no aptitude test or anything? Which was reckoned the best? Even though there'd been no tests. We'll come to that. Well, yeah, no need to explain it because you go on to them later, don't you? We'll deal with that then. That's probably the best time. Now, so you were in the half that were doing gunnery. How did this start you off then? Did they give you any lectures in the principles of gunnery ever before you started, or? So gun drill. And would you learn every job, or would you specialise? Right up to the level of NCO's job. I mean, do you know what he would do? So you. That's all right, yeah. And did you have any favourite job? Do you know what I mean? Was there anything you were reckoned you were good at? Was that difficult? Because on a £25, it's quite a difficult job.
Against any of the instrument, the instruments away from us, connected by electric cable. And that point was controlled by electric, all we did was control our hands. And keep on a pointer, with this,
was what? Did you actually get to fire them while you were at Carlisle?
Not at Carlisle.
So it was just practice? No?
Just fun practice. Silent practice. Until we had done everything, even going through the motions of firing and shouting back. So then, you know, shot.
So we'll move. Now, we'll come back to that later again. So while you were at Carlisle, was there any other training you did? You learned how, you did square bashing, fitness training, and gun training, you know, on the gun. Was there anything else they were trying to teach?
Very little other things. I've been doing one of the two basic training lessons, and strangely enough, even afterwards, in the whole of my own career, I never did any other training sessions. And that was with the ring stick thing.
What was that?
I can remember that plainly, because that was in it. At 20 years old, he wanted to fight, you know, to bring the technology.
So how did the ring and stick work?
It's difficult to explain, but the instructor had a long cane, as both of the cane, but I'm hoping it was right. There was a ring, wire ring on one end, and the other end, it was along the line, wrapped up in a sacket. So, the instructor was there, I followed that, that cane, and whilst the sacket was on the floor, it was heated. And as soon as they lifted the sacket off, of course, the ring moved, they had to attack the ring. So, he could work it as he wanted it, you know. And he was teaching us that it's at the right point, at the wrong point.
You were taught to do bringing the butt through and the rest of it?
Yeah. We didn't know a great deal about it, and I doubt that any of us got to be expert. But we did it, and we did it.
Did you do the practice bayonet charge business at the sacks and that sort of hanging sacks?
Not really, not the London sack.
Now, just a bit about, you were there with 30 young lads. How did you get on with your fellow recruits? Were they all from the same sort of background as yourself? Or?
We were all pretty much working class lads, and we got in pretty well.
Were they all from the north of England, or Scotland, the north of England?
We varied all through the time that we were there. But mainly, when we first kicked off, we were mainly north of England, Scotsmen, that was Surrey, and the Cumberland, and a few Cumberlands, but we were mainly from the north east.
And the same age as yourself?
All the same age.
Was there any trouble amongst the lads, any bullying or anything? Amongst the lads?
Don't recollect any at all. We seem to get on fine. We were all learning at the same time. We were all on the same level. We all had the same money. We were very little. 14 more a week. And 3 at a time, that went home. So you had the rest, you had to buy your own gold and your boot polish and your diamonds.
Now, what about your NCOs? I mean, the bombardier, Sergeant LeBland, and your gun instructor. You know, what were they like?
They were very efficient, especially as I found out later on. You see, we just learned that in later years, I realised that they were old soldiers and they were good pre-war soldiers. LeBlanc, they were just smart as a monster. The corporal, I forget his name, but he must have been a... He must have been a kind of fire man called Macbeth. He was a bombardier, as a monster, not a corporal. But to me, he was a good statement. But he was easy going to an extent. many goods that made no difference for the Jews or to anybody said. But the one, always remember that, well, you have a good idea how the goods are. Remember once, you shall be in a better place.
Right, turn around.
Maybe a shot, but it's like you say, 9 stone, that's 5'4". I was on the regular one, yeah. I was in it first, but all the big boats at the back. It pushed me, and my boot went on the hill. And his boot both shone like the time I never had a loss. That's right. And I marked these big toes, and we were able to run out of
the hill. You can't see the
back. But he was a soldier. Scared me. But I realized later on that this was not much different to me than what had happened. And if it wasn't what I know what happened, it would just be another day. But it's just a cold mark. Now that he was so positive later on, why did you
think? Did they shout and swear a lot? I mean, there's...
No swearing. Very few little... Of course, you get an honor of blue or something, but there was none of this what we...
But it was, and they were fair enough.
They were fair. We realised they were fair later. We didn't have the time. We thought, well, we chose to death. But that was part of the training. We didn't realise at the time that we were fair. But we were fair.
Now, one section of the army that you haven't mentioned was officers, was it? They don't sound as if they were very important to you while you were training.
During basic training, we saw very little of any officers. I don't recollect at that time. Didn't remember any time that I had anything to do with the officers. We saw them. And I dare say they spoke to us. I don't remember having much to do with officers at all. We used to do church parade, Sunday morning, and the officers used to go on parade.
Now, what about like the conditions of service? What was the food like at Carlisle?
I don't remember what the food was like apart from one thing. What we got to eat. You were always hungry, but you weren't, I wouldn't say the grub was short. It was simply that you were in a different environment. You were training, you were in the fresh air all the time, not being stuck in the barrels of the air. You were building up. It was, you needed to go. So the other stuff, you didn't complain, what they were putting in front of you at eight. No complaints about it.
Now, what about off duty? What would you do? Was there a canteen to get a bit of extra?
There was a canteen, but you could only afford maybe to go down there on the 5 minutes after playtime. If you got 1 pint a year.
It was a wet canteen, was it? I mean.
It was a wet canteen, but it was no matter. That wasn't a functional name. It was a canteen and a wet canteen.
And you went to the wet.
Such a deal was a wet canteen. If that was out, like you say, if you could afford a pint a year, and the rest of the week, like you say, you bought your tenement polish, the tenement polish, the tenement glass hole, still there. And you got a band, you got under them, the polish dogs, boots and the polish dogs, those buttons, and you polished your cap bags. And that was very good in time, wasn't it?
So, that entered no sport either?
You didn't do much.
In basic?
Comp-
You said you spent a lot of time doing up your equipment. Were there a lot of kit inspections and that sort of thing?
Every day, yes. I was going through
How did you get done? Did you, I mean, as a soldier, I mean, was there any chance of trying to make an excuse, or did you try and make an excuse when they called you, hold you up?
You couldn't excuse. You know, they're saying it wasn't me,
so. You didn't even try then?
Didn't even try, they said. They said, I suppose I did. They said, I didn't do it, but what's it good? I have it. That was it.
Was there a lot of that sort of kit swapping, or was that the only, I mean, that...
I think it was quite deliberate that sort of thing went.
Was there any actual stealing? I mean, that, as opposed to a bit of fly work like that, was there any stealing money?
You didn't need anything, well, you didn't help with your body in any case, but you have your own kit, you have to watch that you didn't lose any kit, because you were, if you lost any kit, you were on a chance and you would have to pay for it, so you were careful of all the rest of your kit.
What about your money, say? I mean,
most of what you have in your pocket, and you have no chance of losing what you have in any case, once you have paid the most of it, you spent straight away.
Now, would you go out at all? I mean, you said you'd go to the canteen or the dry canteen. What about getting out into Carlisle for a night out? I know you haven't got much money, but would you?
We did on two or three occasions, but it really wasn't worth it. Because I say, you had to get a boat, you had to get a bus into Carlisle, and then when you got there, you didn't have much money for the go board. Then you have to get a bus back again. And you have to be in I'm sure it wasn't 2359 then. It must have been before that. It must have been 1030 or something. But anyway, going out, you have to go through the guard room and you have to be just like a bus stick. Right, that is side out, and then coming back in, it had to be the same. So, it was a bit more awkward coming back in. You had plenty of time to stay and notice through, so, but when you're coming back in and jumped off the bus with about 3 or 4 dozen others and all rushing to get in through the ground and give the name and get recruited. And it was still such a sergeant for going, not stop others writing there in that ground and was down commander. You have to be spot on going back in, you see. So I don't think I would have gone in 2 or 3 times.
What about the local population? How did you get on with them?
Never mixed with them, so.
Was there not much chasing of the local girls? Or?
Yeah, I mean, it's funny. When they got near, when they got, 2 or 3 times that we were down in the car, I don't have to let anything like that. We were not going to be it to them, and we were not going to be it to us.
There's no trouble with the local lads or anything in the town?
No, nothing like that. Never that time at all. Like I say, we were not going to be it to them. I suppose the nice horses for us, I think, would have left together. Maybe we had a really mixed. I think that one, he was a... They said he used to have a horse and cart to come around with something to do with the water. Supplying water tanks or something like that, the water cart. And he had a job to us at the team DD1 in the morning that the church around with him helping him with the water. Just what we did then. So that was another down cold.
Did you have to do guard duties and fire picket and things like that? What were you doing on that? They didn't patrol the perimeter, that's
right. No, they had a beat at the main gate. About 20 yards. 20 yards there. Yeah, and 20 yards back to the sentry box at the main gate. Here they go, I didn't know about. They never did that.
What about fire pickets?
We